Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and in addition to declaring May Mental Health Awareness Month, Foster Parent Appreciation Month, and this week, Nurses Appreciation Week, the Board will schedule a public budget hearing to be held on June 20th. That public hearing about the upcoming fiscal year budget will allow the Board to direct staff for any changes that will be made before the budget package goes before the supervisors for final approval on June 28th. It will also be the last chance for the public to add their input into the upcoming budget. The Board is also expected to approve a letter of support for a coalition that a significant amount of power generation come from renewable sources like biomass, geothermal, and biogas sources as the state develops policies to generate at least 50% of power from renewable sources in the coming years. The supervisors will also consider a proposal to create a new county department, the Department of Finance, and whether or not that position should be made by appointment or through an election. The Board will discuss whether or not to include a ballot initiative for the November election that would lead to the creation of the new finance department. If approved by the Board, voters would be asked to combine the elected offices of Auditor Controller and Treasurer Tax Collector into a single finance unit. The Supes will also discuss bringing back a proposed county ordinance to regulate medical marijuana dispensaries in Humboldt County. Governor Jerry Brown has, through an executive order issued on Monday, made permanent many of the mandatory water conservation regulations initially introduced as emergency measures in the summer of 2014. Brown said in a statement that Californians stepped up during this drought and saved more water than ever before, but we now know that drought has become a regular occurrence and water conservation must be a part of everyday life. The regulations aim to limit water waste, strengthen drought resilience with updated water management and storage plans, and improve the use of water in agriculture. The statewide order bans blatant water waste, such as washing down sidewalks and driveways, and establishes permanent monthly water use reporting from urban jurisdictions. Governor Brown's office will weigh public input about other conservation efforts that local officials want tied to local conditions, particularly those in our region, where drought impacts have been mitigated by nearly normal amounts of rain. Jordan Christmas has tribal news.
The Yurok tribe filed a case to the U.S. District Court in the Northern District of California on Friday to stop illegal gillnet fishing in the lower Klamath River. The case was filed against the Resani Rancheria, as well as the Rancheria's secretary, Gary Dowd, for fishing in the river numerous times without a Yurok tribal or California state fishing license. The Yurok tribe maintains federally protected fishing rights in the lower Klamath River, and while the Rancheria is located on tribal grounds, they are not members of the tribe and are not listed under the tribe's reserved fishing rights.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It was a week ago Monday that the city of Eureka moved into the Palco Marsh to clear the area of the campsites and possessions belonging to between 180 to 200 people. Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks was in the middle of the city's planning and effort to clear the site, as well as the crafting of the city's camping ordinance that made camping in city parks or greenbelt areas off limits. Sparks said the city's action wasn't made in a vacuum and that they worked closely with county officials. Sparks said that the greatest concern from the county came from social workers.
I think there was good communication both with Board of Supervisors, certainly knew what we were doing, Sheriff's Department, DHHS, and DHHS had concerns about it. I mean, I think one thing we heard from social workers were, well, when you had 180 back there, we knew where they were, and this was a stable environment for us to deliver service.
Homeless advocates argued the city was destroying a place people called home, if only temporarily. But Sparks maintains the city has provided far better options than camping in the marsh or other areas.
I think from my standpoint, an environment with no water, sewer, trash, electricity, that doesn't meet my definition of a good environment to have people. So I think we've provided some things that have come forward as better options. The remodeled containers, that's a better option. Shelter space is a better option.
You can hear the entire interview with Greg Sparks by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.